Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
The shining jewel of the ancient world, Babylon worshipped gods of stone. Power and pride were evil twins that ruled her heart and throne. She was likened to a harlot. Fornication was in the wine that filled the cup from which she drank, sins of every kind. The golden hair of Daniel's vision would topple given time, as would nations, kings, and merchants intoxicated by her wine. The prophets tried to warn her, heed the writing on the wall. Turn from her wicked ways before the day the wrath of God would fall. Oppressor of God's people, Babylon so powerful and strong, she thought she was invincible, but God would prove her wrong. An angel descend with a shout, proclaim, Babylon the great is fallen. She will die in sin and shame. Another voice from heaven will be heard to those who claim to be God's church. Come out of her, my people, be not partakers of her sin, for I'm coming back for a glorious church, undefiled and pure within. To him who worships me in spirit and truth and is faithful to the end, I will say, well done. A crown of life you've won. Come sit and is faithful to
listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
So you're stuck in the line at the grocery store with a million and one things, maybe some more that you've got to get done to meet a deadline. Do you stand there and curse or wait? Well, then you get on the road and you find yourself stuck. Just ahead there's a learner driving his truck, and there's no chance to pass, no alternative route. Do you sit on his tail or wait? Well, and that friend that you're meeting, you're gonna let down, but you get there to find they're nowhere to be found. Now they're holding you up, it's time you don't have. Do you pace up and down or wait? Well, that you're following Christ, every chance that you get, you share the Lord of your life. But so many take so long to accept and believe. Do you give up too soon or wait? Well, and there's some in your family who are wearing you thin. You have prayed every prayer you can send up to him, but you're not seeing change, no improvements in sight. Do you write them all off or wait? Well, and the world's in a mess, getting worse every day. You find yourself wondering, how long will he take? There are so many suffering, can he not see our plight? Do you question and doubt or wait? Well, you wait, he will come when he is ready. It won't be too late. Just be sure that you ask him to give you this thing, the endurance you need to wait well. Oh, be sure that you ask him for this very thing, the endurance you need, the endurance you need, the endurance you need. Wait,
when I get excited and my heart's delighted and the spirit comes over me, I know there is no doubt you're gonna hear me shout. I'm feeling the victory. And if it bothers you that what I say is true, you better cancel your plans for heaven, 'cause I'll be there shouting everywhere my sins have been forgiven.
I'm gonna shout,
what a day it's gonna be.
Gonna sing,
sing, sing, I'll sing the bass.
We'll sing the harmony.
Our fans walk down in the streets of gold, in the golden avenue,
and clap my hands and praise the Lord and shout all over heaven.
I'm gonna shout,
shout, what a day it's gonna be.
Gonna
sing, 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 oh, sing the bass.
We'll sing the harmony.
Our fans walk down in the streets of gold, in the golden avenue,
and clap my hands and praise the Lord and shout all over heaven. When I hear the word and my heart is teared, a tear of joy comes to my eyes. It doesn't bother me if the tears you see, a happy man am I. I know the Lord above is looking down in love, he's watching everything I do. And some sweet day I'll be shouting everywhere while sailing through the
blue. Gonna
shout all over heaven, what a day it's gonna be.
Gonna see,
sing,
sing, I'll sing the bass.
We'll sing the harmony.
I'll first walk down in the streets of gold, in the golden avenue,
and clap my hands and praise the Lord and shout all over heaven.
I'm gonna shout
all over heaven. What a day it's gonna be.
Gonna sing,
sing, sing, I'll sing the bass.
We'll sing the harmony.
I'll first walk down in the streets of gold, in the golden avenue,
and clap my hands and praise the Lord and shout all over heaven. I'm gonna shout all over heaven. What a day it's gonna be.
We're gonna see.
Sing, we'll sing the harmony.
I'll first walk down in the streets of gold, in the golden avenue,
and clap my hands and praise the Lord and shout.
Called Calvary, stands an endless mercy tree.
There's a promised land untouched by men, prepared for the saved and the blessed. A city built for swear, far away somewhere, as a home for the saints to rest. So many have tried, but they couldn't describe all the beauties on that bright shore. For it's never entered into the hearts of men what the Father has in store. I could sing about heaven for a million years and never get a story told. All the jasper walls and the gates of pearls and the streets made of pure gold. Even John the Revelator in the heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I could sing about heaven for a million years and still I could never tell it all.
From the throne there springs a glimmering stream of waters pure and sweet.
And it flows by the tree of life on its way to the crystal sea.
And the precious stones that the walls rest on are of 12 different kinds.
Oh, and the night will cease, for the Prince of Peace is the light that forever shines. I could sing about heaven for a million years and never get a story told. Of the jasper walls and the gates of pearls and the streets made of pure gold. Even John the Revelator in the heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I could sing about heaven for a million years and still I could never tell it all. I could sing about heaven for a million years and never get a story told. Of the jasper walls and the gates of pearl and the streets made of pure gold. Even John the Revelator in the heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I could sing about heaven for a million years and still I could never tell it all. John the Revelator in the heavenly vision could never really say what he saw. I could sing about heaven for a million years and still I could never tell it. Oh.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled, An Angel Clears the Way. Psalm 91, 11 and 12 says, For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Let's have prayer before we leave, my wife, Kathy said. Glancing at our new 36-foot RV trailer, I'm a little nervous about pulling that heavy load, especially going into the city. I was a little nervous too. We had just purchased the fifth-wheel RV in Oklahoma, and we're heading home to Arizona. Our three-quarter-ton GMC pickup was barely big enough to haul such a large load. So far, it had been doing fine, but I was concerned about manoeuvring the large vehicle as we approached Phoenix and got into heavier traffic. Kathy and I paused for prayer and then set out on our long drive. Toward afternoon, at one of our fuel stops, I adjusted the brakes on the trailer, increasing the tension a bit. Soon we were back on the interstate heading into Phoenix. The freeway had widened to five lanes, with an additional exit lane on the right, and the traffic had picked up. As we came over a little rise, suddenly all the cars in all the lanes in front of us hit their brakes and stopped. My heart almost stopped too, because I was cruising along at 65 miles an hour in the second lane from the left. I was heading downhill with a heavy trailer and a too small truck toward a solid wall of stopped cars. I applied my brakes hard, and the trailer brakes locked up. I looked in my mirror and saw that they were smoking. The truck was not stopping. I could see that I was going to plow right over the cars in front of me. There was no way out, and I was scared to death. Then I think an angel must have pushed the cars out of the way. There were three cars in the exit lane, and all of a sudden, they all went up on the shoulder onto the gravel, leaving the far right lane clear. I cranked the steering wheel as fast as I could to the right and swung toward the exit lane. Then I steered hard to the left and the trailer followed. With tyres screeching and smoke flying, we sailed down the right-hand lane past the stopped cars. As I was going through, I saw a man run across in front of me onto the freeway. As he ran back in the other direction towards his pickup parked on the shoulder, I realised what had happened. He'd been carrying an extension ladder on his pickup. It was quite windy, and the extension ladder had blown off and then extended across the lanes of traffic, bringing the cars to a screeching halt. Kathy and I were shaken as we slid through there. The tyres were still smoking, and we still were not stopping. We knew the angels had cleared the right-hand lane for us so that we did not hit or kill anybody and weren't killed ourselves. A reflection on this from Christ Object Lessons, page 176, reads, "We need to understand better than we do the mission of the angel visitants. It would be well to consider that in all our work we have the cooperation and care of heavenly beings. Invisible armies of light and power attend the meek and lowly ones who believe and claim the promises of God. Cherubim and seraphim and angels that excel in strength, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, stand at his right hand, all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation." Hebrews 1 verse 14. This story, "An Angel Clears the Way," was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.